Welcome to Season 5, Episode 11 of the Sajid Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Teal, and today we are diving into a topic that is crucial for expat photographers here in Korea, and that's getting your name out despite the naysayers. And that's a key point about this podcast, is we're talking about the naysayers. So picture this, you're passionate about photography, you're pouring your heart and soul into your work, you're doing everything that you can to sort of build up your portfolio, your presence online, and then you find out you've got a bunch of sad douchebags in the corners of the internet slagging your name, and it is a hard thing to deal with. Now, we're not talking about people who are critiquing your work. We're talking more about the people who are slagging you off for simply trying to get your name out in a world of influencers and phone photographers and sort of flood every aspect of this country now that, you know, BTS is here and everything like that. So we're talking more about the people who are just grumpy dicks and they're just trying to keep you quiet. That's what we're talking about here today. Now, this is something that I feel sort of is like the little brother syndrome, but I come across it basically, I think, a lot with sort of the North American style of upbringing, but I want to share sort of like a personal story to give this kind of a background. So it's not just about photography, but I think it resonates deeply with many of us. Like growing up, I was the little brother. I was overshadowed by my older brother, who at the time was a star athlete. He was the center of the family's attention. My achievements, my degrees, my photography were often dismissed, labeled as cocky or attention seeking. Sound familiar? And I think like this is sort of what we deal with when we encounter these kind of Western douchebag, dick, male kind of people, is that they're telling you to stay in the corner, stay out of their light. And this dynamic, you know, just isn't unique to my childhood. I think it's a narrative echoed here in the shitty parts of the expat community in Korea. But here's the thing, we can't let those voices dim our passion for photography. We have to make noise, we have to stand out, and we have to let the world know who we are as a photographer and what we're capable of. Because see, here's the thing, like those people that are telling you to shut up, stay quiet, get out into the corner of the room, they're the ones who are content with having the limelight for themselves, or they're still trying to get up there and they see you as a threat, or they think that you should, you know, stay in your lane for the most part. Now, if you're the second child, you know all about this because you were that kid who had to put his hands in his pocket and stay quiet while, you know, your older brother got the awards or whatever. But once you start kind of claiming your own identity, that's when you sort of ruffle a few feathers. And I'm telling you in this podcast today, you have to ruffle a few feathers. Those guys that are saying, oh, you know, Jason Teal is, you know, well known for being desperate for attention and whatnot, they're the ones who they never really do anything, you know? And if they are, then they know that you have to be some sort of attention seeking. You have to get attention to get eyes on your work. But again, here is that old narrative from being the little brother that they want you to stay quiet so no one knows that you're there. It's shut up and stay in the corner. And we're nobody's little brother here in Korea. We're everyone for ourselves. Now, I'm not saying that you got to go and be, you know, so noisy that you get fucking annoying. But I have heard a comment recently on Reddit, which I'll get to in a bit. But they're saying that, like, I'm well known for being desperate for attention. Well, what is it that I'm doing that's desperate for attention? I have a podcast, right? Everybody has a podcast. It's easy to start up. You know, not a lot of people want to go through with it because, you know, it does cost money. You got a website. If you're a photographer, you have to have a website. Instagram, everybody's on Instagram. Your mom's on Instagram. Facebook, the same. The Facebook photography groups, why not? It's a way to sort of socialize. Now, none of that is screaming, I'm desperate for attention, okay? If I'm trying to do some sort of mock, I don't know, Peter McKinnon YouTube thing. Yeah, well, maybe. But again, you're still producing stuff. You're still working hard. You're still learning. And I think that's sort of the problem that people have, is that when they're locked into this shitty life of, you know, middle-aged expat dad sort of life, they think about the times when they could go to Itaewon or hang out and be the cool guy. You know, they're realizing that their life has amounted to, you know, changing diapers and, you know, taking the kids to Taekwondo practice. And that makes them bitter. And then that's when they turn to, like, they see people like you, dear listener, who, you know, is probably out there capturing great shots, traveling, doing something, and that makes them jealous. And I think, like, that's where you get a lot of these naysayers coming out of the woodwork. And I think you just have to block it out. Now, of course, there will always be those, you know, again, who try and silence us, labeling our efforts as desperate or attention seeking. But here's the truth. They're just being dicks. Sometimes there's no other way to put it. Don't let them dictate your journey. Don't let them being a dick tell you to be silent. Make noise. Get the attention. Surround yourself with people who appreciate your work. And that is the freaking key right there, people. Surround yourself with people who appreciate your work. And I say this because, like, most of us, I think at some point, we're teachers here. And I remember some advice that a friend gave me about classroom management. I think it works well here too. What he told me was, back in the day, I was teaching in the middle school, and I was in a room primarily by myself, and I had 40 pubescent teenagers who hated the idea of being in class, hated the idea of being taught by a bald, middle-aged white guy, and they were not having anything. But for the most part, though, the kids went along with the lessons. They knew the deal. And so basically what my friend told me, because I was having a really big problem with one or two students, and he's like, you've got 40 students in your class. Why are you focusing on the two, not the other 38? Why aren't you focusing on maybe the five that are really enjoying your class? And I think that's sort of the key when we expand out and look about, like, the naysayers in our life. For photography, focus on the people that will share your photos. Focus on the people that always comment and things like that, because those are the people that are in your corner. Trying to win over the dick, you're not going to get it. He is basically ironclad, set in his ways, and trying to win him over, it's not going to happen. So focus on the people that are on your side. Recently, as I said before, I had a run-in. I came across my name on Reddit, and some people were criticizing and downvoting someone who was in my corner. Someone who had said, you know, it's like Jason Teal's work is great in the city of Ulsan or something. People downvoted it. So I asked, what's the problem? And they said, well, you know, he's well known for being attention-seeking and whatnot. And, you know, it was to the point where they even jumped into another group that I was in, that I had posted a video that I had made for my friend's Indian restaurant, that which had closed down. And they actually criticized the video for being, quote, shameless and attention-seeking. And they sort of said, well, you know, it didn't do anything for this restaurant, so blah, 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 whatever. And I realized that, you know what? Those kinds of people are never going to change. I actually ended up banning and blocking them from the group, because you're never going to get a positive response from these people. So just push forward and move on, because they're not going to be happy unless your life is shit like theirs. So to all my fellow expat photographers, don't be afraid to be desperate for attention. Make noise, share your work, contribute to the vibrant photography community here in Korea. Because at the end of the day, it's the love and support of those who appreciate your photos and your craft that truly matters. So thank you for tuning in today. Remember, your voice matters, your work matters, your photos matter. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And until next time, keep shooting. Keep making noise, and above all else, don't be a dick. This is Jason Teal, signing off from the Sajjan Photography Podcast.